This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 7th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA astronaut Mark Kelly, whose wife, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, is recovering from an assassination attempt, resumes training today as commander for the STS-134 shuttle mission. Northrop Grumman and the U.S. Navy report the successful first flight of the X-47B unmanned combat air system demonstration aircraft over Edwards Air Force Base in California on Friday. In a ceremony in Moscow Thursday, the Sukhoi Superjet 100 got its Russian type certificate. The FAA has formed an aviation rulemaking committee to provide recommendations to further development and deployment of unleaded avgas with the least impact on the existing piston engine aircraft fleet. Life Air, which operates two air ambulance bases in Ohio, has been acquired by Air Evac Life Team of West Plains, Missouri. Comair Limited has placed an order for 8 next-gen 737s with Boeing. Exojet has opened an office in New York City and teamed with Heliflight to offer customers an option to be picked up for their jet flights in a helicopter. The Lindbergh Foundation has announced the Aviation Green Alliance, a new program that brings stakeholders together to address aviation's environmental challenges. TSA Administrator John Pistole is greenlighting collective bargaining for his employees. The Department of Homeland Security is spending money to address what it considers the general aviation screening problem. The U.S. National Park Service has released a draft plan to address the impacts of aircraft noise on park resources and the visitor experience in the Grand Canyon area. And senators are debating the future of the Essential Air Services Program. Find full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains the difference between the practical test standards and proficiency. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.